So we would do for the big, you know, White House correspondence dinners and Gridiron and all those, is we'd have the researchers come up with lists of all the current stuff, the top movies, the top songs, the celebrity train wrecks, you know, whatever. And then we would call in all these funny people, whether they were professionally associated with us or not, and we'd put a big bottle of scotch in the middle of the table. And this would be at 6 o'clock at night, not at lunch or something. And,
sure,
Mary Kate. And we'd all start saying, okay, what can we do here? You know, what is, in those days, it would be like, you know, something with Michael Jackson and the Speaker of the House, or, you know, whatever. You'd come up with these funny, you know, incongruent things. 95% of it completely unusable by the President of the United States. We were particularly constrained because George Bush did not like humor that belittled other people or insulted people or in any way made fun, especially of his political opponents. I think mm-hmm. that was mm-hmm. a great credit to him and a reason why he got so much done in a bipartisan way, because he did not stoop to, you know, insulting his political opponents. So we were left with jokes about broccoli, Millie the dog, you know, we could never, and you can't make fun of states. You can't make New Jersey jokes, West Virginia jokes, anything like that. So the list gets smaller and smaller, and the pile on the floor gets bigger and bigger of all the stuff you can't use. But it was great fun, and it really makes you appreciate the people who have to stand up every night and do a comedy monologue. President Bush used to say, the American people did not elect me to be a stand-up comic. Why do I have to do this?